John Tater has been an active member of the Libertarian Party for nearly four decades. The 69-year-old is a small business owner and served in the U.S. Army. Tater has also run for state representative and U.S. Congress. Now he's running for governor. His message to Michigan voters?
We were given the greatest country in the world where the people were in charge. Ben Franklin put it best, we're going to give you a republic if you can keep it. Remember, when the government fears the people, there's liberty. When the people fear government, there's tyranny. We need to reduce the amount of money going to Lansing. We need to expect them to do their duty by the budget. To get something different, you've got to do something different. So let me show you how to do something different. Let's bring the republic back and restore Michigan's economy to its greatest performance.
Bill Gillineau was elected as chairman of the Libertarian Party of Michigan in 2003. His political background includes campaigns for Michigan House and Senate and a 2012 bid for the U.S. House of Representatives in Michigan's 3rd Congressional District. In 2018, the 58-year-old real estate land title professional has turned his attention to governor. Your message to voters?
Well, the most important thing is that Michigan voters need another choice, and the Libertarian Party now is out there forcefully to try to offer those good ideas. We're about small government. We're about tolerance in the workplace. And so those two ideas of social tolerance together with free market ideas is really what I'm promoting and working hard every day to try to make sure Michigan voters know that choice is out there for them. And we're going to be on the primary ballot, and I'm really proud to try to represent our party.
August 7th will mark the first time Libertarian candidates will appear on Michigan's primary ballot. Patrick Center, WGVU News.